I am here with Trent Baker from Newton. How's your Monday?
It's exciting.
So, have you gotten much sleep in the last 24 hours or so?
No, not very much at all.
So tell me, it was kind of, your purchase of this ticket was a little unusual, and then you found out really quickly that you won. Can you walk me through that?
Yeah, so normally I play Monday, Wednesday, Saturday, and for whatever reason, Saturday I hadn't gone out of the house at all, so I didn't buy my tickets. And right before bed, I was like, man, I should probably go out and get tickets before it closes here. And then I needed food for work Sunday, and I left my house at 8:25 and headed to the store. And
you cut it close.
I was a little close there. I called my mom on the way, and I was like, hey, you got 25 minutes left. You better make sure you go get your tickets if you don't have them already. And then I joked and said, but it's okay, I'll win anyway. So
you called it.
I've called it a few times and been wrong, so not quite. But yeah, I mean, I called it this time perfectly.
So you got to the store, 8:25, 8:30, got your tickets, you're good. And then
went home, put them on my nightstand and went to bed. And then I woke up the next morning for work and was getting ready, and I just kind of had a wild hair and said, let me check those tickets real quick, and scanned the first one and it said not a winner. And then the second one, my phone dinged and showed the green that I won, and I saw one and a bunch of zeros, and I wasn't quite sure what it was right away, if it was a million, if it was a billion. And I was at that moment, it was panic mode, and called my mom. I was like, I just won the lottery. She was like, no, you didn't. I'm like, I won the lottery. And I could tell she didn't believe me. I'm like, I wouldn't call you at 6:45 in the morning if I didn't win the lottery. So I took a screenshot and sent it to her. And then she asked if it was malfunctioning or if what the other tickets said. And I was like, all right, let me scan all those ones and scan those ones. And they said, not a winner. And then I scanned it again and it said winner again. I'm like, all right, I got to figure this out before I go to work, because I can't go to work with this on my mind. And then went to the gas station, and luckily it was empty. And I had her on speakerphone at the gas station while I was getting it scanned. And as soon as he scanned it, or as soon as I gave it to him, he's like, oh, you're not the big winner. And they were in Oregon. And I said, I think it's a winner still. And when it printed out, he was like, oh, that's $100 and that's $1,000. It's $1,000,000. And I'm like, can I have that back so I can get out of here before more people show up here? And I just wanted to get out of there and not be seen as quick as I could.
Okay, so, Mom, do you mind telling me your name?
Tana.
Tana. Yeah. T-A-W?
It's T-O-N-N-A.
T-O-N-N-A. Okay. And is your last name Baker as
it's
well?
It's Carr. K-A-R-R.
K-A-R-R. And so, it's 6:45 in the morning. Yes. Your crazy son is calling you.
Yes.
And you said you didn't believe it at first, or?
Well, I wasn't quite sure, you know, what to expect. He can be a jokester at times. However, I think his voice started giving it away, because it started to quiver a little bit, and I could just tell he was so discombobulated, because he was just bouncing all over the place, and you know, he was trying to, like he said, trying to figure out what was going on actually. So he scanned his other tickets to see if it was malfunctioning or not, and found out it wasn't when he went back to that one ticket. So
And then you kept your mom on speaker while you went to the store, to have double check, right?
I wanted confirmation he wasn't pulling my leg.
Yeah.
So I said, keep this on speakerphone so I can hear this conversation.
And then it was happening, and then you're like, oh my gosh.
Yes,
that was, all right, what do I do from here?
So then, Trent, you're a firefighter in Newton, is that correct?
That's correct, yes.
And so you still went to work yesterday, but then you said your mind was just...
It was everywhere, and I decided that was probably not the place to be in that state of mind, so I used up some of my vacation time and got out of there.
Because you're a firefighter, but you're also a paramedic, and
that's
you
correct.
Were truly worried, like, I'm going to do something wrong, right?
Correct.
That's a good thought process to have. So even though it's Monday and you just won on Saturday, you have been a busy guy. Like, you've already talked with a financial planner. You've done all the things that we would ask a winner to do. Can you tell me what drove you to do that?
I've said it to a few people. You catch me 5 years ago, 7 years ago, I impulsively would have spent and it would have been gone before the year's up or the month is up. But just you know, in life you kind of learn as you go along, and I've learned and grown, and I'm 17 years away from retirement, that this could help impact my retirement even more, that, you know, I don't want to squander it and have to try to work harder for it all over again, or, you know, so that was kind of my motivation behind it, was this is a once in a lifetime thing to see this amount of money at once, that let's make it last as much as possible.
And you've talked about you are investing it, you are, mm-hmm. you're doing all of those things, but you're doing real world things like pay off student loans, things like that.
Yep. I spent last night going through and seeing what I had for student loan, or what the payoff was for my student loans, and then you know, what I needed to pay off for my couple credit cards real quick, because I just got back from a trip, and it's like, okay, well, that's, I got this number in mind, this is immediately the first thing I'm doing, and then the second thing I'm doing is investing and getting a better return, you know, even bigger return on it. So
yeah, oh my gosh, that this will make retirement, this will make everything so much easier. So tell me about the tradition at your fire station, for if you're in the news, because you have something, your coworkers have something coming their way.
Yeah, so it's kind of an unwritten rule that if you get caught in the media, that if you get picture or video in the media and you're easily identifiable, that you owe department ice cream, and I owe a lot of ice cream.
I think your name is going to be around. So you said you did tell some of your coworkers yesterday, because obviously you're all at the firehouse, and what was their reaction?
A lot of it is it's all been nothing but happiness and congratulating me, and it's the guy, you know, there's seven guys going on, seven guys coming off, and then it, by that time it reached the other seven guys for the other crew, and then I made sure to call Chief and give him a heads up of what was going on, and then I had management calling me and text me congratulations. So it hasn't been, luckily, you know, we're a tight-knit, you know, in our firehouse, that like it hasn't really crept out outside of that. It stayed in a nice little circle, and then my family knew, and yeah. a couple of my closest friends. But otherwise that, we've just been sitting back and just kind of watching the frenzy on Facebook and the guys in Ohio and the construction workers.
I know, the speculation has just been all over the place. So, but nobody mentioned a firefighter from Newton, so yeah. Good job. So you've talked about some really sensible plans, and I'm glad to hear that. But do you have a Mad Money purchase?
Yeah, I've been discussing it with them, or with my mom and my dad and a couple other people in my life. And I said, you know, I think the first thing I'm going to do is go buy a new mattress, and then I'm going to go buy, put a little bit of money down on a car and get an SUV.
Okay.
So I'm not always driving my truck. So.
Okay. A new mattress. That's not really mad money, but okay, we can work with that. You're claiming your prize as a total eclipse of the sun is happening. Is there any connection there?
That's not lost on me, because I was making the joke at her house. I'm like, man, there's a lot going on this weekend. Earthquakes in New York, total eclipse. I won the lottery. I'm like, what else is going to happen next? So
maybe we shouldn't ask that
question. I guess.